you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Like a little funky, like
minor
late 60s
chord.
Energy on the end there.
1968 energy.
Welcome to Summer of Love.
Okay.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wickens, The Boom from Another Room. Playing the drums slightly away from us.
And we have, wow. Okay, so this is very exciting for just a multitude of reasons.
Bookends. Tell us about the bookends.
So our guest today is a friend of the pod. Oh my goodness.
Longtime friend.
Longtime friend and fave. And she was our last guest in studio before lockdown. Our last guest at Earwolf. In the Earwolf Studios, and now she's bringing us back into our in-person world. You know her, you love her, the host of Natch Butte, it's
Jackie Johnson!
Oh, yeah.
And the Chooch.
And the Chooch is here.
I had to bring the Chooch.
How
I had to
not?
Close the loop.
Oh, my gosh.
Close the Chooch loop.
The Chooch loop.
My
the
Chooch loop. Loop.
I got a Chooch loop into my life.
I got a Chooch loop, and I think it's all right.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this, like, elegant little fluff she has in the front where the hair curls look like almost like
an
a little
old president.
Yeah, like yes. An ascot of fur almost.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
But built in.
But built. I mean, she's just a perfect thing.
We forgot to take pictures last week. We're figuring out new studio in Brett's studio. This week we will make sure to take pictures. We also, just full disclosure, haven't figured out live video again yet. Well, we know how it works conceptually.
Yes.
We have figured it out. We don't have the necessary equipment to do it yet.
We'll get there.
It's unfortunate that people are going to miss my body rolls.
Because
I've already, just warming up, I already stood up.
Jackie's done a lot of standing and singing. We'll try to get, tell you what, we'll, if I remember to pop on my camera, I'll try to get some.
Yeah, of course. Like, we'll try to get at least some BTS. Biggest boy band in the world. I am interested in trying their McDonald's meal. Anybody else?
Break this down for me. What's BTS's McDonald's meal?
I think it just has dipping sauces I'm interested in.
What are these sauces?
I've seen this on TikTok and I'm ashamed that I don't know this offhand.
Yeah.
I believe there are two.
Okay.
There are two dipping sauces.
I'm going to the internet, but yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
I drove by and I was like, well, that's something I'm interested in potentially taking part in.
I'm not. But y'all know I don't eat anything.
Yeah.
Limited time sauces
I don't
picked
eat
by
anything.
BTS and inspired by McDonald's South Korea. Okay. So we've got, no, don't allow McDonald's.
Don't give them your cookies.
Are their fries vegan?
No.
Cajun and sweet chili sauces.
Oh.
And medium fries and a Diet Coke. You know, like BTS.
Yeah.
I'd be fine. Well, I don't drink soda, so...
Soda came into my life in a big way during the pandemic, and I'm trying to phase it back out. Yeah. It was never a big part of my life before that, really.
What's your poison? Real Coke, Diet.
You were drinking a DC the other day.
This was Diet Coke. I was sort of just jumping on the train of what my wife drank.
Wives love Diet Coke.
Not hard for me to...
Not this wife. If I can gender norm break for you for a second. When I was in college, my boyfriend was a DC boy, and I was a regular Coke, and every time we went out, they would the server would always drop the DC for me, and I was like, you know what? I'm drinking full Coke, and you can put that DC in front
into
of
my boyfriend's
into
mouth.
Into my boyfriend's mouth.
DC, it ain't for me.
It ain't for me.
You down with DC?
No. No,
you know me.
You could have rhymed. You both just said no.
Sometimes you have to be emphatic.
You need to undercut your point.
The message is more important. Yes. Than I 100% agree.
Soda was a huge part of my life, and then I like made myself get off of it and get on to just like bubblies and such as a replacement.
Seltzer, love an iced tea. Iced tea has always been my thing.
Iced tea is
so
there
leaving
for me.
Soda's not hard.
You down with iced tea? You know, same as me.
Same as me. Iced tea. Yes.
Yes. But the movies were always my Coke like break. Like I went,
your cheat day.
Here's my cheat day. I'm gonna get a gigantic bucket of soda that I will.
And you get real Coke.
Yeah.
Wow.
That I will quickly only drink a quarter of because it's far
so sweet.
Too much.
So much sugar.
And I went to my first post-vax movie.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Quiet Place 2. Oh.
Still quiet.
Still quiet. Okay. And this
no
was
spoilers,
no spoilers,
Zach.
Still
I'm
quiet.
So sorry. This was a true scenario. So I went with my friends, and I had just been in a conversation with my friend Jen about how she's like any noise in a movie pulls her out. And everyone, here's what I'll say. First movie back, I felt like people were really appreciating being in a movie. No texting, no talking.
Wow, I'm
like,
shocked by that.
People, I felt, were like honoring the quiet space of the quiet place. Mm-hmm. And I felt every moment I pulled my mask down, and even the sound of the straw, I was like, this is too much noise. So I drank almost no Coke.
Is it really like a silent movie where they have a guy playing the piano in the corner like to score it? Is it like that quiet?
That person is John Krasinski, and he's doing takes to you all the time.
How are we going to get back to the... How do we get a piano back into the movie theaters of today?
I would go. That's all I'm saying. I would go. It's sort of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm liking this Avengers show, but I don't understand. Where's the piano man? Where's the piano man?
I'm liking this Furious 9. It has me fast and feeling fine. But where's the piano man?
Piano man!
I come for a flick. I come for the popcorn. I need a little musician here, and I'm not talking about the horns. I need a man, ooh, please, tinkling away on the 88 keys you don't understand. I need a piano man. Where's the piano man? The piano man. Complimenting the music as a real live band. The piano man. Piano man. He's got and I don't understand.
But why can't it be a piano gal?
Oh, sure.
Perhaps I've been waiting my whole life, just waiting for that letter that says you're in. Give me my shot today.
Where's the piano gal? The piano gal in the Fast and the Furious, or maybe Shallow Hal. You need a piano gal, a piano gal. Having her there would certainly boost morale. Just need a person to play some notes, and I need him quick.
I just need someone tinkling those keys underneath this flick.
How can I enjoy this soda without a live piano?
There is no way.
No way. Get me a piano
gal.
Piano man. A gal or a man or an Evan or non-binary cell. I just need a piano gal.
A piano person.
That's one thing that's for certain. I need a piano.
You know, I've told you this 100 times. This is just my summer job. I can't let you into the movie with a keyboard. They got mad at me when I did it, and they put me back on cleaning corn duty.
Just let me in the back. Just let me in the back. Deb, nobody's even gonna know.
Deb, they're gonna notice when you came in and you hooked up a keyboard.
Excuse me, there's some corn on the ground over there.
Oh, gee whiz.
Where do I buy more popcorn? I've just spilled this on the ground.
Oh, you buy it at the concession stand.
What do you do?
I clean up the corn.
Can you sell me popcorn?
No, I'm on cleaning corn duty.
Can you sell me a ticket to the movie?
No, I'm on cleaning corn duty.
What do you do?
None of your business. Move along.
All right, goodbye.
That's what I have to deal with every day, Deb. I gotta sweep up this corn. I don't get to sell the tickets, and people, I say, enjoy the show, and they say, you too, and then feel embarrassed because I'm not enjoying the show.
Look, Phil, I'm sorry that you got downgraded, but this is my passion. Don't you want to be on the ground floors of my career? When I'm big, when I'm huge, I'm going to say, and shout out to old Philly for helping me out.
Would you really shout out old Phil?
Of course I would. You know me.
Oh, Deb, I'll tell you what. There's an 11:15 showing of Black Widow that is not that full.
Okay.
And
that's unfortunate. I thought it got great reviews.
It's just the a.m. on a Tuesday. It's just not a high traffic time.
Interesting.
Is that movie out now?
Yeah.
One ticket for Black Widow.
I can't sell
it. Please move along.
I'm on corn duty.
I'm not by you. I'm over here.
Why are you directing it to us?
Well, I wanted to. You said Black Widow, and I thought that's a movie I'd like to see.
Did you come here with a plan?
Hal again.
What? All right.
I buy a private theater to watch Shadow. Sorry, you seem like you're in the middle of a thing.
If I let you in the side door, you can set up your whole rig. You can turn the 11:15 Black Widow into your dynamite gig.
If you let me in to the theater, there's a chance that I could make it big. So why don't you just turn the other way, and perhaps today will be a win.
I'm turning away.
Pretend you didn't
but
even
I'm
know
turning
me.
Back.
Just go
giving
ahead
you
and
a
walk.
Wink. Giving you a wink.
You know, I built this special keyboard that I have strapped on my back.
Got it strapped on your back.
It just looks like a really large backpack. Perhaps all I'm holding in it is a snack.
There's some big record label guy in the back of Black Widow. When someday you're standing on that Grammy stage, please don't forget, Phil. Don't forget this page.
I'll never forget you, Phil.
Aw, thanks, Deb.
I'll never forget you and what you did for me today.
I know I started out as just a piano student of yours, but I didn't have the dexterity to do it. And no. My parents let me quit because they said, hey, you don't have to do hard things.
That's
just
true.
To do hard things.
That's true.
But
and you found chess.
And then I found chess, and boy, do I love it.
Yeah, you're so good at it.
And when
although your dexterity sort of holds you
know,
back there, too.
But I get to, yeah, normally if I'm not playing speed chess, I can do
yes,
just fine.
Yes, yes, yes. You'll find your way in this world, and I really appreciate you just
turning away.
Turning away. Letting me in the back door.
Turning back and giving you a wink, just a wink, to say that I know what you're doing.
But you're not gonna narc on me.
No, no. I'll stay on corn duty for you. This is something you have to do.
Just find my seat. Okay. H5. All right, just sit down here in the back. Just a music executive excited to have a day away from the office.
Oh my goodness.
And watch The Black Widow.
Oh my goodness, Phil, did you hear that?
Huh, I didn't hear anything. Okay, I'm just here cleaning corn.
Good, that was a test. You passed. Okay. I'm gonna set up everything here.
My favorite part of the movie is the previews. Oh, this DreamWorks feature about a horse and the girl that rides it? Exciting. This looks familiar, but I don't know the movie it's from. Maybe it's a TV show that became a movie. Spirit. Yes, this looks good. I will come back and see this. Spirit.
Deb, now's your chance.
Okay.
In the Heights. Wasn't this a Broadway music? Well, hold on. What's this music happening?
I'm just
here?
Warming up. I'm just warming up.
Oh my gosh, it's so good already.
Now I'm... There's sound coming out of the In the Heights trailer, but there's also this piano underscoring over here.
Can you tell them to unplug the audio?
I'll go up to the projector room and unplug the sound plug.
This is weird. I would like this so much more if it would just pick one way or the other.
Jason, get out of my way.
What are you even doing up here?
I got promoted from Korn.
You?
Yeah, I got promoted from Korn.
You? This is the booth, and in the booth is Jason's lair.
Jason, they need you in the booth of Fast 9.
Fast 9?
In Theater 4.
That's Kevin's booth.
Kevin had an emergency. He had too much cold brew.
What a weak little man. He needs Jason to show him how it's done.
Yes, he does, Jason. Go get it.
Jason, saving the day again.
Unplug.
Well, now it's just quiet. Now I can't hear anything.
Here I go.
Go get it, Deb.
Ooh. From Lin-Manuel Miranda? And the hit Broadway musical?
Do you think I should sing too just to help it?
Yeah, Deb,
if
you want.
It's kind of not really what I do.
This is your moment.
Let's go in the Heights. Welcome to In the Heights. Yeah! We were out of the Heights, but now we're in the Heights. Hold on.
She's saying we're in the Heights.
Yes!
She's saying we're in the Heights. Used to be out of the Heights?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yes! But now we're in the Heights. When you're in the Heights, the Heights are what you are in. Yeah!
Okay.
You are in the Heights. You're actually not out in the Heights, but there's a lot of things that happen in the Heights that you only understand once you enter the Heights. But if you're out of the Heights, you will not understand what is in the Heights. Do you feel me?
In the Heights. Yes, you're saying that we're in the Heights.
Right now we are.
We used to be out of the Heights, but now we're not because we're in the Heights.
Now you're getting it.
Now we're in the Heights. Stop, don't go anywhere. I need to go to the box office to complain.
Oh no.
That this has never happened before.
Oh no.
It
didn't go well.
You, corn person.
Yes.
What's your name?
Phil.
Phil?
Phil.
Are you a person I can complain to?
Yes.
Okay, did you lie to me just now?
No.
Why do you keep making big eyes and big mouth? Listen, I just had a movie experience unlike any other. During the previews for the movie Black Widow, which I no longer care about seeing, I saw this woman accompanying the trailer to In the Heights, giving what I'm pretty sure, having seen the Broadway musical In the Heights, is a different plot to the movie. And I'm thinking, hold on, there's something here. People come to see movies over and over and over again, but previews We've all seen them at home.
True.
When we come to the movie theater previews, I want to hear this woman's interpretation of what the movie might be about. That's what I want, and I want to make sure she's in every movie theater in the country, in every city, in every town. But it's got to be live, so we're going to have to clone her. I can't think of any other way to do it. Is cloning real, and can we do it yet?
Sir, Barbara Streisand cloned her dog.
Sir, it appears that perhaps you're less complaining to me and more blue-skying a way to make this idea happen.
Oh, sorry. The underlying complaint was, how come this is the first time I've ever seen this?
Yeah.
I can't believe the number of trailers I've watched that were different and not this. For example, did you know? Sometimes when you watch a trailer, like for the movie Titanic, they basically show you what is going to happen before you've even seen the actor speak. Me too. This is new and different. This is new and bold. An alternate story being told. I want a different preview from a random lady.
Me too.
Different preview from a random lady. But probably not. It's a preview from a random lady.
Hello, this is Roger Ebert. I don't know if you've ever heard of me. I am a movie critic.
Yes, you have two thumbs and you point them up or down depending on how much you like a movie.
Yes, now I've been in this business a long time. In fact, I might be dead.
I thought you, I was under the impression you were
okay,
dead.
Okay, well, you know what?
Maybe,
I was resurrected by something that just occurred in this theater. I heard that there's a random lady scoring trailers.
Not just scoring, doing so much moring than only scoring. She makes it new.
Well, I want to hear.
You want to hear a different preview from a random lady. A different preview from a random lady. It's like you're watching the trailer for 8 Mile, but it's a bibliography by Slim Shady. It's a different preview from a random lady.
Well, sign me up, sign me down, go ahead and spin me round. I've been resurrected to make a difference.
Ghost of Bride.
Sign me up, sign me down.
It's woman in every theater.
From a random lady. A different preview from a random lady. The preview's for the movie, babe, but she's just talking about some baby. Cause it's a different preview, and it's from a random lady. The dotted line.
Done.
Not you, the lady.
Oh, I'm signing too.
Yeah, Roger right, Ebert, you sign too.
I'm gonna go.
Go back to the grave, go. Roger
Bye,
Ebert.
Bye, Roger Ebert. I'm a massive fan. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Apropos of nothing, you should really read his review of the movie North. But this is so exciting, Deb. All of your dreams are coming true.
Yes, I'll sign. Wait, do I have to be cloned? Is that gonna hurt?
I didn't think through that part. Yeah. I was like, I want this lady in every theater.
I think what we could do is open a training center where I train other pianists.
Not you.
Well,
Other random ladies.
Yes, but they're going to be wonderful random ladies. Do you know how many random ladies are all over the world right now?
And men?
I'll allow it.
And people not in the gender binary?
Yes, I would love that. I'm an ally.
Okay, that means everyone.
Yes, everyone. I'll train everyone.
Yeah, do you know how many random everyones there are?
There's a lot of random everyones.
We could have a random everyone underscoring the previews in every theater in this country, or my name's not Richard Universal Records.
Oh, wow.
Is that your name?
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh.
But I do work at Universal Records, and my name is Richard.
Okay.
So sometimes if I'm like, I'm Richard Universal, it's more truth than lie.
Yeah.
But it's not actually true.
I think everyone should express the name that they want to express.
I think that's true.
I am an ally.
And I subscribe to the idea that
you don't need to say you're an ally.
Well, I think I have a tattoo of it on my shoulder.
That's a little bit of a red flag for me.
Kind of performative in a way that makes me nervous.
Work with your actions, maybe not your words.
Maybe you need to do more work on yourself,
Phil. A tattoo feels like... Maybe you're putting yourself in the center, but...
Did you hear do work on yourself? And your thought was, how do I do work on myself?
I put the word ally tattooed on myself.
Okay, well, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, but...
Phil, that's so right. Do you play piano?
No, I don't play piano.
Well, You know what I was thinking?
What?
I was thinking we can put... Aside from putting a person playing a piano in every theater around the city, this idea is good and I'm going to make a lot of money doing it. I'm not sure how. Theaters don't have a huge sort of discretionary budget for this sort of thing.
No,
they actually make most of their money at the concession stand.
But I think once people find out about this, they're going to flood the theaters.
Wait, say that again?
They make most of their money at the concession stand.
At the where?
Concession stand.
Great Scott. Here's what we'll do. We'll sell food to people coming to watch the movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Deb, I'm worried that this guy's just like a fly-by-the-seat-of-his-pants idea man and might not necessarily like
and
see...
And the food?
He might not...
Hear him out.
Okay.
Hamburgers.
All right.
That's food.
Sure.
Little cans of tuna.
Oh, no.
Gummy bears, too. Chicken shawarma.
Oh, no.
Chicken pot pie.
Lots of chicken
options.
He's
just like free
association. This guy's the limit. Let's blue sky. Come on. Blue sky with me, blue sky. Blue sky with me, blue sky. Chicken parmesan, peas, comma, black-eyed. Blue sky with me, blue sky.
All right, we could go back to the clone thing, or she could start the school, or we could do a telecast, because that could still be cool. And it would still have a live element, you know, we would still shoot it live. And I guess also we could sell some Twizzlers and Red Vines.
Okay, all of those ideas are very, very good.
Uh-huh.
But you've misunderstood the assignment. Right now we're blue skying kinds of food.
Oh, okay.
So just name a bunch of food.
All right.
That's the part that we're doing now.
Okay, sure.
And we'll talk about the other thing later.
All right.
But now, just chow down.
Okay, blue sky.
With me, blue sky.
Give it a try. With me, blue sky. Sauce, kind from a can, but also kind you make. Maybe we could have some crackers you could partake.
Wait, say that part again.
Okay, here I go. Cranberry sauce from the can, but also the cranberry sauce you make. And maybe we could have some crackers you could partake.
Hold on, crackers.
Aw, really?
Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Wait, that's it!
Wait, you mean a
we build
shop?
A Cracker Barrel in every movie theater.
Uh-huh.
You get to eat Cracker Barrel while you watch the movie.
Oh. Deb, I really feel like this guy keeps getting further and further away from
you. You know what? Listen,
Say that one more time.
Oh, no.
I really feel like this guy keeps getting further from your dream, and that he's just keeping saying the next word, and that's just how it seems.
Dream. Right. Further away. Wait a minute. We'll get the band Dream Theater to play from further away outside every movie theater.
Oh no, what about me?
And we'll only play the movie Requiem for a Dream.
Oh no.
Or Field of Dreams.
Hey, Richard.
I feel like I've lost the thread.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Deb, I know you already signed on the dotted line, but...
Yeah, but none of this was in that contract, I don't think.
What, this?
Yes.
No, this was my receipt for my movie ticket.
Did you...
I needed someone to sign it, and I do not touch pens.
I understand.
You're fine. You're not under contract with me.
Oh.
Oh.
Deb, I think that this guy just gave you the validation you need to think that your idea is onto something, and
maybe
we don't need Richard Universal Records at all.
Yes. Do you want me to come along with you with more of my good ideas?
Do they want Richard Universal Records to come along? What kind of trailers will Deb play under next? And did Jason get in the booth with Kevin? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Play us a song, You're the Random Piano Lady, the musical!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left Deb, she was maybe going to work with Richard Universal Records, but maybe he's just hungry. What will happen now? Will every preview have an alternate timeline story with underscoring? Perhaps. Find out now on...
Play us a song, You're the Random Piano Lady.
The musical.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Kevin.
I don't know why you're in here.
Well, that's not what I heard.
What
I heard somebody
about?
Was having a little problem
I'm
with
not
the
having
projections.
A problem. I'm not having a problem.
Well, well, well.
Why you get out of here?
I don't know
Aren't
why
you
I'm
supposed
here.
Supposed to be on Black Widow in Theater 9?
Well, someone came in there and said...
Well, who was it?
Phil.
Well, Phil... I never talked to Phil.
If you need help, you can just admit that you
I'm not
need
afraid
help.
To ask for help. I'm not afraid to ask for help. I just don't actually need it right now. And so I don't need you welling in here when I'm trying to make sure the sound balance is right during this
You're adjusting
scene.
The sound balance mid-car scene?
Yeah, if I feel like the speakers are blowing out in the front. I have each...
You don't need help? You don't need my help?
Why do you want me to need your help so bad?
I just want to be needed.
Oh, man.
I feel like we never got a chance to talk.
Really?
Yeah, because you're always in this one and I'm in the other one.
I asked you 3 times if you wanted to hang out afterwards, and each time you said, no, I have skate lessons.
Well, I do have skate lessons.
Well, okay, but after the 3rd time, I was like, I'm not putting myself out here
Stop
anymore.
Stop asking me always if I want to hang out Thursdays from 2 to 4.
Hey,
it's the only time I have skate lessons.
Jason, I never saw you say, hey, do you want to hang out? So, I just like...
You want to hang out?
Oh... How many times do I have to put myself out there before I learn to protect my heart? 3 times. After 3 times of you saying nah, but not given another option, I was like, okay, I'll take the hint, and I went off on my own. How many times do I have to learn? Was
that's the thing that you do.
That's not the
and
same.
And then I came back again and was like, are you sure you don't want these? And you said no, and so I go. But then I came back for time number three and said, are you super, super sure that you don't want these guys yours? And I'm thinking, well, I guess that's fine. But how many times do I put myself out there? How many times offer gushers from my heart?
How many times do I have to learn? 1, 2, 3 times I felt that burn.
3 times.
If you think that fruit snacks are the same as an invite to hang out, then you're not on my page. And I'm cutting back on high fructose corn syrup. And you should try.
Your dick under the table for like 4 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's the real reason I wanted you to leave. Dude, I'd love to
hang out.
Oh my
god, this is the fucking worst Tinder date I've ever been on.
Did you, Stephanie, we connected on the kink of being caught. I'm so sorry. I thought maybe you liked it.
Oh, this is part of it. Is this part of it?
You know, during the song, I was like, maybe I'll stop and join in. Like, I was in choir in middle school, but like, I thought, oh no, this is part of it. He's into this.
70, my God, I am so sorry. I just thought like, that maybe you like
my
that
jaw
we
is unhinged.
Oh my god, I never would want. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm like a fucking python over here.
No, Stephanie.
Okay.
Do
you want to switchies? Do you want to tradesies?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you come back in a few minutes? Do you want to be caught?
Yeah.
Okay. But is it bad if I plan it? Like, do you want to let it happen?
I'll come back. I won't say when I'll come back. Sorry. I do need one quick follow up though.
Just text me.
Do you want to?
Yeah,
hang
I want to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll come back. Okay, everyone. Random of AMC staff. Just really quick meeting. Everyone's been doing great work.
Thank you.
Where's Kevin? Kevin's not going to make it to this one. Okay, Kevin's not going to make it. I see failure here.
I'm here.
That's good. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, I'm Deb.
Deb, do you work here?
I'm doing a pop-up.
Okay.
You know what? She does her work here.
Yes.
She doesn't work here, but she does her work here.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Crystal, you're here?
Yes.
Wait, There's two of us. There's two of us, remember?
Crystal K?
Crystal with a K or Crystal K?
Crystal K.
She's here.
Crystal Light?
That's me. Crystal Light. Crystal spelled with a K.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm here too.
Yeah.
So the crystals are here?
Yes.
I just want to go over the sort of...
Janice, are you here? Like, are you here with us, like, emotionally?
Barely. I'm not super prepared for this. I'm not, like, loving the conversation that we're about to have.
Oh,
I'm
no. just sort oh, of prepared. Gosh,
no, everyone's fine.
Oh, you're a great manager.
Thank you.
Janice, I want you to feel safe right now.
I do, too. Remember your boundaries.
Remember.
Because they are important, and that is something that we all need to remember to keep our own boundaries
up. Can I give you just, like, a bit of praise right now if that's not going to make you uncomfortable?
I would love that.
I love that you told us ahead of time that this meeting was going to be tough stuff.
I am really also
because I'm coming
that.
In here ready for it and not like we're not gabbing about, we're not filling this with, like, asinine details because you told us hey, staff meeting on Thursday is going to have tough stuff.
Thank you. Yes. I feel really seen in this moment.
Yeah, just a moment of praise.
Just
thank
a little bit of preface. I've been single for a long time. I'm not trying to get in the way of anyone's fun. Gosh, I would love to find love, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, of course.
But this is a very, this is a very horny movie theater staff. And everyone's sort of getting it at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And gosh, I want that for all of you. And I want that for myself. And I don't mean to kink shame. I just don't want all of the sex to sort of get in the way of the day to
day. No more boinking at work.
I don't even know if I would go so far as to say I don't want boinking at work, because clearly it's working for all of you.
There shouldn't be boinking at work.
The boinking can't get in the way of the work.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I completely hear you.
Because Crystal and Crystal, I feel like when you two are sort of going at it in the ticket box, sometimes that makes guests afraid to sort of approach and buy tickets.
I see that.
To movies.
Yeah. The first four times we did it, it was after closing, and I think we have just gotten a little lax on paying attention to the clock.
I completely admit that and own up to that.
Look, would I love to boinkin' everywhere around here? Yes. Obviously, boinking is fun, boinking is free. And to boink with someone you love is something we're all dreaming of. Or even with a stranger, what fun, what danger. But we have to also run a movie theater, so the boinking can't get in the way. But on the other hand, I don't want to stop all of the boinking. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm conflicted, and also horny. I'm conflicted, conflicted. Oh no.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. I would really help if it was the case.
No, I celebrate all the lovemaking that y'all are doing all the time. I don't feel like you're throwing it in my face. I feel like you're doing it fine.
I personally feel like there's lots of boinking, and as someone who's never boinking, I get all
sure, I do too. But on the other hand, I guess I feel conflicted and also horny.
Also horny.
Conflicted. And also horny.
Also horny. Wait, oh my God.
Together. But not during the meeting, because again, we have to still run a movie.
Outside, okay. As soon as we close, do you want to take off our clothes?
Ooh, as soon as we close, yes, let's all take off our clothes. Ooh, as soon as we close, let's all take off our clothes.
Ooh, we're all about to be coming.
You, sir, outside!
Everybody.
What are you doing? Are you busy?
I'm a record executive. What do you want from me?
Would you like to join us in a group boink after hours?
Hold on. Boink. After hours.
Yeah.
Bouncy balls. I have to invest in bouncy balls.
I guess he's not interested.
Deb, this is great. Everybody's so horned up and boinkrific around this movie theater, no one's even noticing that you're playing. And I hope you don't mind, but I took a video of the In the Heights performance that you did. I think if you wanted,
was my tattoo visible?
It was, okay. But only one time. It didn't, like, pull focus
in
any
way. That's probably best. That's probably the best.
I was wondering, do you want to, I don't know, post it or something?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get that. Let's get that viral buzz going.
I just posted
Hashtag ally.
I don't know that that's going to send the right message connected to you singing that in all the... Oh, my gosh.
What?
Deb. You've been retweeted by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Wow, he's really stingy with his retweets.
Yeah, he did it, and he said, good night, everybody. Here's an alt version. He loves saying good night.
Oh, wow. Do you think that means that he might come visit us?
Well, let's at least can use some eyeballs on it for sure.
Well, I want to do more trailers. What else is that? What else is in the theater right now? Can I go into another?
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. Let's see. What else is playing? What the hell else is playing?
Okay. A Quiet Place 2.
Sure, A Quiet Place 2. Fast 9.
Okay.
Black Widow.
Okay.
Cruella.
Ooh. In the Heights.
Okay.
The Spirit
Horse, the horse movie.
You know what, Phil? You really are above your pay grade here. I know you're the corn cleaner, but you just named all the newest movies that are out in theaters right now. You've done your research.
Well, it's when you have a manager like Janice, I guess it just gives you the inspiration to really love the movies.
I'm sorry I demoted you to corn cleaner. I was having a rough day.
No, I let my old piano teacher in, former, not old, sorry, to...
I'm not offended by that. I embrace my middle age.
Oh my gosh, I love everything about you, Deb.
Hashtag woman power. Hashtag ally.
Okay, well, I guess I don't love everything about you, Deb, but I love most things about you, Deb.
Yeah.
I let my piano teacher in to play underneath... opening weekend of Fast 9.
But just the previews?
Well, we were going to do the whole thing, it kind of...
As long as you keep it to the previews, I think it's fine.
You know, that's not what we originally intended, but I kind of
like it. It is kind of
it's
a niche you found that I think really pops.
Life's about compromises, you know? You want to boink all day 9 to 5, but you got to wait till you're not working anymore.
Boinking not 9 to 5.
No.
What a way.
To make a living.
Yeah.
You actually do work from 9 to 5.
Yeah, you work
beautiful.
From
9
to
5. That's
beautiful.
Boink later.
This is a beautiful work environment.
Do you want to play about what you think the horse movie is about? Do you want to jam on A Quiet Place too? Do you want to tinkle the ivories who play the ones and twos to say what you're seeing through the views? What do you see? Then play it into being. What do you see?
What do you see?
Then play it into being.
Once upon a time, there was a horse. It was born in a very, very modest barn. And people thought his legs would be too skinny to run fast. So the farmer said, get this horse out of here. Send him to the glue factory. But a little boy saw the horse and saw the spirit deep within. And he said, I'm gonna raise this horse as my own. And with tender love and encouragement and care, he raised Spirit the horse to be fast. It was sort of like Forrest Gump.
Sorry, I'm back from the box. Something is going horribly wrong in the sound for Black Widow in Theater 4.
Oh, no.
There's no sound playing.
Janice,
we need something to get sound in there.
Janice, I can help. Jason, will you help me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're... You're more experienced at the booth than I am.
Oh, I think the sound is totally fried. We can't get sound to the booth. We need to get sound from somewhere else.
Oh, there's no sound. Oh. I thought it was the theater I just haphazardly unplugged.
Oh, no, I plugged it back in. It blew up or something. Oh.
This step, you this have to it. Do it.
I can do it.
I've got
it. I'm
angry
ready.
Customers who want to know what Black Widow is about.
Here we go.
What do you see?
She saves the world from a very large man with a very large orb.
Wow.
And the orb holds power that could wipe out all of Earth.
What do you see?
Because she's resilient, because she is free, she stops the evil man and his orb.
It's not what I am seeing.
No, and it sounds more like Endgame, but I like the way.
And I really like Endgame.
Yes, I also enjoyed Endgame.
So if this was more like Endgame, I am down.
Yes, and since it was the end of the film and we saw Acts 1 and 2, I'm good to just go with what she says happens.
Tell us more. What do you see?
A prequel. I thought
one
it was a prequel to Phase 3, but it's actually a prequel to
the Charlotte's Web.
I like this.
One of the little spiders named Charlotte catches the breeze.
Okay.
And migrates to a beautiful farm.
Oh, an origin story.
I love it.
And there, she puts up a web in a barn.
What do you
play us the song, your random piano lady. Play
and
us a song
in that barn is a little pig named Wilbur.
Play us a song,
you're
and
the random piano lady.
He won't eat,
play
he won't
us
sleep.
A song tonight.
But then he meets Charlotte and they become best
play
friends.
Play us a song, you're the random piano lady.
Through her encouragement,
play us a song.
Fucking in my head. Like,
gosh, I hope you're...
Excuse me, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Yes, thanks, bro!
The end! That was the climax of our musical.
I hope it came through on the mic that Zach and I legit high-fived.
We did high-five while Jackie's teenage girl came.
Oh my gosh.
At the excitement of being interrupted in a movie theater.
That was the horniest shit we've done in a while.
It's been...
God bless Jackie.
You know
that.
What? Chooch and I are both Scorpios, okay?
Chaotic.
We bring it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you know the personas of all of the Zodiac?
No, only the ones that have, like, I've dated or...
Okay, because I was someone... This morning, Zach and I were in a meeting, and someone was like, well, I'm a Virgo, so it comes with the territory. And I was like,
I only know
the properties of an Aries. And I was like, is that such an Aries thing to only know about myself? I think it is.
No.
It might also be the properties of someone who doesn't really dabble hard in that stuff.
Yes, it's also that. But I'm also like...
I'm also self-centered in that way. I only know ones that I've like long-term been with or like close friendships or my parents.
Uh-huh.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of cuspers in my life. So I'm always into like... Okay.
The cuspies. I'm technically a cusp.
I'm kind of a cusp.
I'm the last day of Scorpio, but I count it fully.
We haven't talked about Ophiuchus on this podcast already, have we?
No.
What's that?
So there's another sign that got recently added.
What? Oh, no.
Ophiuchus. And it's
that
like,
sounds really fake.
Well, I don't know what it's based
Fucus.
On.
Ophiuchus.
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 I'm going to find it. Tobias but that was Fucus. That was the whole thing, is that it shifted everyone.
Oh, shit.
I think a lot of people just go by what their original was, but Ophiuchus's dates are...
I'm going to flip if I'm Ophiuchus.
Yeah, sorry. November, you're no. not. November 29th to December 17th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I don't know why the zodiac
signs
shifted.
Anybody in Ophiuchus in here? Anybody?
The BBC previously speculated that ancient astrologers perhaps ignored Ophiuchus because they wanted to chart the 360-degree path of the sun, mathematically pleasing way of 12 equal parts.
Wow.
I do like pleasing math. 12 parts is a lot better than 13.
I agree.
Gotta be honest. I do need that easily divisible. It's just a little...
But it's not easily divisible by 13.
That's what I'm saying. I get why they would bump it to 12.
But what if I want it to be easily divisible by the number 13?
Then you need 390 degrees.
Or 13.
Oh, boy. thank you so much. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Woo! Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stiggins, the boom for the other from the other room. Give it up for Chooch, the magic, whimsical dragon. Give it up for Jackie Johnson. Jackie, where should the people find you besides already have found you for sure, but... You know,
I host a weekly podcast called Natch Butte, and we have a good time over there talking about self-care. So come check that out, baby.
Please
get
check
some
it
self-care
out.
In your life.
My goodness.
Oh, and I have a Patreon too, and it's fun. It's storytelling, podcasts, videos. It's really fun. That's so come see.
That's the way to do it. Speaking of crowdfunding, if you want to support this show, we would love for you to just wander your fingers over to offbookclubhouse.com and support the show there. Thank you so much for those of you who already done it. You literally are the reason we can continue to do the show.
Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary. We'll get this new video setup up and running for you soon.
Imminently.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're brainstorming up the blue sky...
Hold on. Say that one more time.
Bye!
Oh, yeah.